Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao said this week that President Trump's infrastructure plan will be out within weeks and will include $200 billion in federal spending. That money would be used to leverage $1 trillion in private spending on infrastructure over the next decade. Joining us now is Ray LaHood, former U.S. Transportation Secretary under President Obama. He's now co-chair of the group Building America's Future. And Secretary LaHood, is leveraging private money with $200 billion in federal spending the right approach?
I do think that public-private partnerships, the 3P program, is very, very important, particularly for the big projects. Currently, today, there are 60,000 structurally deficient bridges in America. And the reason I mention that is because these are big projects. They're expensive projects. They'll take a 3P type of approach in order to fund them over a period of time. But I also think that we shouldn't give up on the idea that the Highway Trust Fund is what built America. The Highway Trust Fund is what built the interstate system. The Highway Trust Fund is funded by the gas taxes that are collected at the pump. And we've promoted the idea that Congress should debate and pass a increase in the gas tax, perhaps at about 10 cents a gallon, and index it. 3Ps will work for big projects, but in order to get to some of the other significant work that needs to be done in America on our roads, on our transit systems, with Amtrak, and certainly with other forms of transportation, it will take increasing the gas tax. It will take infrastructure bank.
Well, but you're a former Republican member of Congress. Isn't it Republicans in Congress who are so opposed to raising the gas tax because they've signed pledges in many cases not to raise any tax?
Well, that is correct. I am a former Republican member of Congress that served during a time when we passed 2 6-year transportation bills and fully funded them, and it was done in a very bipartisan way. I'm also pleased with the statement made by President Trump, a Republican, who said 2 weeks ago that he favored an increase in the gas tax. That's the kind of leadership that we need from the White House in order to rebuild the Highway Trust Fund, in order to have the money that we need to do all the things that are necessary to get to a $1 trillion program and get it funded.
When we talk about $1 trillion, and then we said also $200 billion in federal funding, it sounds like a lot of money, $1.2 trillion. But when you look at how much is out there to be done with infrastructure, is it a lot?
It's a good start. It's not perfect, but it's a very good start. And it's certainly a better start than what we've seen in the past, where Congress have passed pretty chintzy transportation bills without the funding to really move us forward. That's the reason we have 60,000 structurally deficient bridges. That's why the interstate system's falling apart. That's why 50, 60-year-old transit systems need money. That's why Amtrak needs money. Because we really haven't kept up with our infrastructure.
So even if you were to deal with all of those structurally deficient bridges and all the highways that need repair, we're still dealing with an infrastructure system that was planned a long time ago. What about planning for the future, building new things that don't exist yet?
That's what we did while we were at DOT under the Obama administration. We started a high-speed rail program and invested $8 billion. Currently, California is building a train from San Francisco to L.A. that'll go 200 miles an hour. That's why we were instrumental in providing the funding, for streetcar projects, for light rail projects, for bike share projects, for walking and biking paths. A lot of progress has been made in developing livable and sustainable communities during President Obama's administration, much of it funded through the economic stimulus, the $48 billion that was provided through the economic stimulus. But if you look around America today, every big city now has a bike share program. Many of the cities have walking and biking paths. Many of the cities have light rail or streetcars. all of that developed over the last 9 years by investing either through cities, states, or the federal government. So new things have occurred in transportation.
Do you see a day in America where there's a true high-speed rail network?
No, I really don't, because there's not a commitment on the part of the federal government to do that. When people come back from Europe and China and Asia scratching their head after riding a train, wondering why we don't have it in America, it's because we've never had the commitment from our national government to do that. President Obama put $8 billion in the economic stimulus. That's $8 billion times more than it was ever invested in rail by the national government. Most of that money went to California, and Governor Brown got the legislature there to invest money, has found private developers to invest money. Without a commitment from the national government, the reason that Europe has good trains is because the national governments in Europe invested in trains. Because China is building new rail every day, because Japan has the best rail service maybe in the world, it's because the national government made a commitment. And we have not had that kind of leadership in America.
Secretary LaHood, given everything that's going on right now in Washington and the firing of James Comey and some of the other things that are taking up a lot of the oxygen, how likely do you think it is that President Trump will be able to push forward with this $1 trillion infrastructure plan?
Well, he talks about it quite often. His Secretary of Transportation, I know, is working very, very hard on developing a plan along with people in the White House. So I know they're working on it. I also know that people like Senator Schumer from New York have a great deal of interest in the Gateway Project, which is a very expensive project to deliver people all around the New York, New Jersey region. So I think there'll not only be leadership from the White House, I think there'll be leadership from the Democrats. Senator McConnell, who's a majority leader in the Senate, a Republican, his wife is serving as DOT secretary. I think there's going to be a lot of interest. And I believe this is one of the most bipartisan opportunities for the Congress to step up and do what many states have done, which is implement a very strong infrastructure program.
That's Ray LaHood, former U.S. Transportation Secretary and now co-chair of Building America's Future. Secretary LaHood, thank you.
Thank you very much.